And so I would like the family to join me today. Denise, thank you for being here. This is a big weekend for Denise with her mama's memorial tomorrow. Jennifer, our eldest, Janella, and John Dell. Janella was born in Karachi, John Dell in Lahore, both in Pakistan. And so there's three terrorists here on stage. Just kidding. No. John Dell didn't like that one. Sorry. I retreat. Okay. So we are only five. But today, there are eight points that we're going to make with eight songs that identify the signposts for mature Christians. You've heard stories. We have been studying the chapter in Steps to Christ on growing. And so you're going to see, as we're singing songs, you're going to see some scripture or some quotations that you can look at that will help you to focus not only on the words of the songs, but on each point in a Christian's life. You may be surprised at what some of those essential eight characteristics are for a mature Christian, but be prepared to go away with a takeaway, knowing that God loves you no matter where you are in those levels. You're here because God invited you here, and there is nothing too hard for the Lord, which means he can fix us if we're in trouble, right? Okay. So be of great courage as we work our way through song. And the first point that is made would be our key text that I found. And if you have your Bibles, please feel free to turn. You may have a favorite translation, 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7. Now, this is an important identification of the eight points that I want to make, because at the tail end in verse 8, it says, if you don't want to be embarrassed, it would be good if you would notice. So if you don't want to embarrass God or be embarrassed as a Christian, if you read verse 8, you'll see. So now we go back to 5 through 7, and would you read it with me? Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. All right, and the love, by the way, that definition is constant, unselfish love. That's why it's at the top of the list, because it's a hard one. Constant, unselfish love, agape love. So now, we're just going to stay with us as we just sing a song, the first song, Without Him, I Could Do Nothing. And we're just so happy to feature, this is a song that we recorded back many years ago, and Janella was the lead on that. And so we're going to do it again. Thank you. Signpost is goodness. This song teaches us there's a place to begin again. So, Jennifer has the privilege of teaching speech in Korea. And there is a letter that's very hard for Koreans to pronounce. She's going to teach you. You're going to become Koreans in about 15 seconds. And you're going to try and pronounce that letter. And then she's going to teach you how to fix it. This is a one-minute snippet from a class. Take it away, Jen.
So, in Korean, there is one letter, which is actually two sounds, R and L. And so often, if you have Korean friends, you might hear them confuse those sounds. So they can say them, it's just that they are not sure when to put the R and when to put the L. So for example, if you're going to say, I'm going to eat some rice, well, if you accidentally confuse those, then you're going to say, I'm going to eat some lice, right? And we don't want to eat lice, never. But it's confusing and it's hard. And of course, my job is to make my students absolutely successful with this. So, everyone, let's say lice.
Lice.
Okay. Now imagine that's what's in your head and you think that's how you're supposed to say it. And then this silly teacher comes along and says, no, you've got to change that. How can I help them remember? So, everyone, stick out your tongue and make the O. Okay, your tongue is out, it's straight, right? So now when you make an R sound, think about where your tongue is. It goes up. Everyone say But my friends, my students are they're struggling, right? So I gave them this little tip, and I made this one up, and I think it's so fun. Put your lips together like you're going to give a kiss. Okay? And if you're starting a word with an R, you can always get it right. If you put your lips in a kiss sound and then curve your tongue up. Rice.
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 Rice. Rice.
Can you say rice? No, it's hard to say. So if you just make the little kissy sound, or kissy face, rice. Everyone?
Rice.
Fabulous job.
So what does this have to do with, next slide, please. What does this have to do with the word? Thy word, keep going, help find it for me, all right? Knowledge. Well, you see, there are certain things in life that could go either way. Okay, so you got a yellow light, can you find knowledge for me? There we go. So knowledge, there's knowledge that can be interpreted in many different ways. But in Jennifer's class, if you say lice, she is paid and she is a determined, even if she wasn't paid, to help you say rice so that you could be understood by someone who speaks English. Now, you're saying lice and you think it's English. And there are people that approach the Bible that way. They've always looked at truth and knowledge a certain way. And it's very hard for them to understand that there is a correct way. There are some things in the Bible that could be interpreted in many different ways. But there are some truths about God that are true. And there is one way to understand them. And it's not lice, it's
rice.
So you may know this song, join us, all right? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid and think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
I will not forget your love for me and yet.
The He's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You're a light unto my path.
Jennifer, before we do this next song, the song that we're about to sing, we hadn't sung for years until we just went over part of it this morning. And over the years, I preach a sermon. I haven't preached it here yet, but it's a sermon on major depression. This is the song we always sing. And the last time we preached, it was in Japan. I was just reading some notes that I had made after the sermon. It turns out that a young lady, mid-20s, came up as I was shaking hands. And she said, I came here and then I was going to go commit suicide.
As I've traveled around the world and taught in different countries, you know, depression is sort of universal. As humans, the devil attacks us, makes us sick sometimes in the mind. And no matter where in the world you are, it's possible. And I've had friends that have been very sick in the mind and depressed, and they couldn't see any kind of light at the end of their tunnel, and all they could see was just a whirlwind going down, down, darker, darker, darker. And they couldn't understand how they could get out of that. And in Korea, it's a really big problem. There's no way out, and so many people do choose to commit suicide. But we know that God has given us tools. He's given us prayer. He's given us each other to encourage each other. And yes, He's given us doctors and nurses too.
Amen.
Who can help to heal us through that sickness. All throughout the different tools that God has given us, the one thing that I like to remember and I try to share with my friends is that we can depend.
Amen. And we'll ask you to go to perseverance. Thank you so much. Thank you. Go back to Little Flowers. Thank you for that beautiful story about the flowers and the animation. My goodness, here we are. When we were in Pakistan, we had beautiful flowers on the compound, the state where we lived. And we also had a wonderful friend who sang in our trio. It was called Three Echo Praise at the time. Auntie Ray, as we know her. So Auntie Ray, if you ever see this or hear this, know this is for you.
Thank you. storm begins to grow.
Started out with faith, then goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, and now godliness. And I know you're going to love the way David in the first psalm talks about a righteous man, a woman of faith, a person who is godly. We're going to sing the song Trees, and I think some of you know that. Please come on up. You know, we would love to have you just join us right here and sing us if you know the song Trees. By the way, in our house, since the time immemorial, you remember we had a president that didn't like broccoli? You remember that? Well, I didn't like broccoli either, but I decided that I would not bias my children. So we made broccoli into the best, funnest of all vegetables to eat, and we call them trees. Next time you eat broccoli, think about it. All right, here we go, trees.
A strong young tree.
Praise God. Now we're coming down to the final inning, almost. 2 weeks ago, you were here, you saw the ninth inning in action. We have mutual affection. Now you would think that would be easy. But we're talking about mutual affection, not just affection with the people that are closest or your own self, but mutual affection. And in a church family, that goes a long ways to making for a beautiful, sweet, and gracious church. I want John Dell to tell a little story about a watch, her mommy's watch. Yes, you can sit there.
When we were missionaries in Russia, at Christmas time, we decided to throw a party for all of the pastors in the city. And there were a lot of churches at that time. It was just when all of the new evangelistic series were happening. Mark Finley was coming to town. It was 1993, and things had just opened up. So there were a lot of new pastors, and people were quite poor at that point. They didn't have a lot of money for them. So we decided to throw this party, and we wrapped up a lot of presents, things that people had sent to us. We went into our cupboards and saw what we could find and made presents out of things. And so we had this great Christmas party. And to skip to the end of the story, when we were actually having the party, my dad was dressed up like Baba Christmas, and it was a lot of fun. But my mom, she saw that we didn't have quite enough presents. And so... So she just...
So in the moment, she saw that there needed to be one more present, and so she took off her watch and wrapped it up and gave it to Baba Christmas over there to give to one of the Russian pastors as a gift. And I don't know, the rest of the story was at the end.
Well, the sweet part about that story is that when we were reviewing it this morning, Denise didn't even remember. I said, that was the watch I gave you, you know, the engagement watch. She said, it was not, right? No. But it was the watch, and she had just forgotten that she had done that. And to me, that's important, not to raise Denise up, but just to simply say how cool that when it's time to do something, it's done. It's just done. With a free heart. And years later, hardly remember. Well, there was something else that happened just a few weeks after that. Denise was in a bus, and I was there, standing just a little ways from her because the ladies kind of were congealing together. It was a very cold night in Moscow. And she was rubbing her hands together because even though she had some little mittens, those mittens weren't covering. Those of you that know 30 degrees below zero, you understand what kind of cold that is. And so here was this Muslim lady with her head covering, her scarf from Kazakhstan, standing in the bus, watching Denise. In a few seconds, she was there. Can you tell what happened, Denise?
She had leather gloves on with a soft, soft something from some nice animal inside, and they were warm from her hands, and she took them off and she put them on my hands. And we had stood waiting for a bus, and it's unusual in Russia because they have a lot of buses, but we had stood outside for about 20 minutes before we ever got on the bus, and then there was no place to sit unless you were really old, and I was really not old then. So I was having to hang on to this metal post, and I was just freezing, and it really helped. It made me feel so warm, and we almost arrived at our spot, and so I took the gloves off, and I started to hand them back to her and thanked her, and she wouldn't take it. She said, Bismillah, which is calling on the name of God. It was a gift in God's name to me.
Loving God, loving each other, making you my friend. Loving.
join us for our closing song. 'Tis love that makes us happy. Remember that one? Denise, you're going to lead that. All right, here we go. A little change of pace. All right, and I think you can follow the words.
've done for us. We praise your name. We love you so much. And it's so nice to be able to enjoy this young child up here that sang for us, and her mother and aunts and grandparents. And we thank you so much for our families and the love that we share with each other. We ask that you go with us today and be with us this Sabbath and all we do. And we ask blessings for each of us right here today.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
And Lord, I just thank you so much for my friend Mary here. And thank you, Jesus, that music can tie us together. It's such a universal language, but love is even stronger than that. And I thank you, Lord, that you pour your love onto us. Please bless this church today, the families here represented, the ones that are not here, and Lord, this family here today, the McGee family, and I just pray, Jesus, for your love, and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. God go with you. God's great love. Through the love of the Father, through the forgiveness, the compassion, and the understanding of the Son, and through the ever-present power and fellowship of the Spirit, may you go in peace today. Take this blessing with you. Amen.